Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I believe that the Lord told me to minister on these passages of Scripture supernaturally this week. Normally, I don't minister this way. I just take things that God has spoken to me and just share with you the things that God's been telling me. But the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and told me to minister on this. I think it's going to be really powerful. It's going to help you a lot this week. 2 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 1, it says, "For this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Man, that is one awesome passage of Scripture. And you know, it's amazing that this was written 2,000 years ago, close to that period of time. And I doubt that anybody who was objective and looked at this list and compared it to our situation today would doubt that this isn't a perfect description of our society. I mean, these things are just in epidemic proportion. And so I want to look at some of these things. But the main thing that we're going to focus on the rest of this week is in verse 5, where it says they have a form of godliness. You know, the things that are listed in the previous verses aren't very godly. Matter of fact, they're totally ungodly traits. We're going to go back and look at exactly what these words mean and what it is. But these people who do all of these ungodly things have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And I tell you, that is where our world is today. We've got people that are claiming all kinds of things and claiming relationship with God, and yet they do not have a life that matches up with it. And I'm a grace preacher. I'm going to be talking a lot about the grace of God, but I also believe that the grace of God does not teach us to live in sin. It says over in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, that the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. If you get a true revelation of the grace of God, even though it is extended towards us independent of our performance and things like that, it will cause you to live holy as a byproduct. The thing that I disagree with most preaching on is that they teach holiness as a prerequisite to relationship with God, and that your relationship with God is dependent upon how holy you are. Man, I think that that is absolutely wrong. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what this is talking against. And I'm going to be explaining that more, not tonight, but the rest of this week, when it says that they deny the power thereof. The grace is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And we're going to be talking about that. And so that's absolutely wrong to preach that you have to live holy in order to get God to love you, to save you, to move in your life, or to do anything. God does not respond to our holiness or lack thereof. I believe that. But at the same time, if you truly encounter God, then there will be a positive response on your part that will manifest itself in the way that you conduct your life. People who are going out claiming to have a relationship with God, and yet there is no indication of it in their actions, then they aren't a possessor. And this is what this is talking about, that in the last days, all of these things are going to be taking place. And we're going to go through this briefly and look at some of these things. And I guarantee you, every one of these things are not only common today, they're actually being promoted and advocated even by the church in many ways. And people are living in this, and yet they have a form of godliness. They are claiming to have a relationship with God. They are professing that they are Christians and that they are true followers of God. And the Scripture says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And the Scripture says, turn away from such. This is pretty serious stuff. And so we're going to be looking at this. In the rest of the week, I'm going to be talking about what is the power that people are denying. And there's two things that are very, very, very clear in Scripture. I'm not going to be, drawing conclusions from this that are obscure or anything. I mean, there's some things that in the Bible it just says, point out that this is the power of God. And I'm going to be talking about that and how we have missed this. And I think it'll help us, and it'll help us to get things on track. I want to go through this list first. There's 19 things listed in these verses that every one of them is definitely descriptive of where we are today. And it's something that is, of course, wrong based on this list right here. And the Scripture said to turn away from people like this. And so we need to see what these things are. We need to be aware that this is wrong. Turn away from this lest we get caught up in the same thing. Normally, I just share without any notes, but I'm going to go through a lot of translations, Greek and Hebrew words, and so praise God, I printed out my own Life for Today Bible commentary where I'd already defined these things, and so I've got those things so that I can go through. I've got a revelation of the Word of God, but I haven't yet memorized multiple translations in Greek and Hebrew. That's not my thing. So I'm going to use a little bit of this. But let's go back and look at some of these words. First of all, in verse 1, it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. In Acts chapter 2, I believe it's around verse 17, Peter, was preaching a message on the day of Pentecost. And when the people began to start speaking in tongues, people said they're drunk with wine. And then somebody else said, well, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. How could these people be drunk at 9 in the morning? And Peter stood up and he says that Joel prophesied that in the last days God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Your young men would see see visions. Your old men would dream dreams. And Peter there said in the last days this would happen. And he said this is the fulfillment of that. And he called the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this speaking in tongues as being in the last days. Now that happened on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. So if Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said that 2,000 years ago was the last days, and here we are 2,000 years later, you've got to say that we must be in the last days. We must be in the very last of the last days. And so this says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. If anybody doubts that we're in the last days, then you just aren't tracking with what Peter had to say. Peter said it was the last days 2,000 years ago. We've got to be in the last day. I can say it this way, that it's your last days. It's my last days. Amen. People all the time say, do you believe that the Lord's coming in our lifetime? I said, well, you know what? I believe that I've only got my lifetime to do something in. It's my last days. I'm living as if the Lord's coming any time because I am not, I hadn't got any time to waste. So it's my last days. It's your last days. And according to Scripture, we're in the very last of the last days. So it says in the last days, perilous times shall come. Here's what the word perilous times means. I got this over here someplace. I'm not going to try and pronounce this Greek word, but it means to reduce strength, difficult, dangerous, by implication, furious. You know what? That's pretty descriptive of the days that we live in. Jesus prophesied that in the last days, men's hearts would fail them for fear looking after all of the things that are coming upon the earth. That's talking about losing strength. This is describing where a lot of people are today. And notice, there's always been rough times since man fell and plunged this world into a fallen state. And so there's always been problems, but the Lord here, through Paul, is making a point that in the last days, things are going to get worse. And we are in the very last of the last days, and it says perilous times, times that reduce your strength, furious times. It's a dangerous time to be alive. You know, I could take a little diversion right here. I'm not going to do it. I'll just mention this, and you need to meditate on this. But when I teach on spiritual authority, and I talk about how that we have to confront the devil and take authority over him and stuff, I spend nearly 90 minutes trying to get across the point that we are in a battle. We have an enemy who is fighting against us, and it's amazing how people don't know that. People just prop their feet up in front of television, watch the boob tube, as the stomach turns, as if we are, not in a battle. We got an adversary going about seeking whom he may devour. This is saying that there's perilous times. This is a dangerous time to be alive. Now, I'm not sitting here speaking negatively, because what God has given us and equipped us with has more than equipped us. We can deal with this and we can prosper, and I mean even excel during this period of time, but you can't do it without effort. It's not going to happen by default. You need to recognize that this is the end times, that there are perilous times coming, times that take away your strength, furious times. We are living in that day. If any of you don't know that, again, I could preach for hours on this, but I shouldn't have to sell this too much. Boy, if you just watch the news, we live in perilous times.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, if you've been blessed by today's program, I believe that you're seeing that, the Word of God, if you live in the Word of God and if you study it, it changes the way you see things, the way you react to things. And I'm telling you that this is the key to sensitizing your heart, is just being focused on the Word. And the best way that I have to offer you of getting into the Word, our products will help, this television program will help, but the very best way is our Charis Bible College. It is an intense study of the Word for 2 years, possibly 3 years if you stay and do our apprenticeship program. And we have the equivalent of like 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years worth of Bible school. If you'd like information about that, please call me and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.